I would like just to describe what's going on because it seems something very important for all of you. Where are we?
Hopefully it's going to be important. And I don't know. I won't like to have a question from you.
I asked you, where are we now?
Where are you meant? It's in the Kalabhumi. Mm-hmm. It's a part of the industrial area. It's a culture zones. It's a project called Kripa. It's Art Performance Center. It's actually for performance. Then it's the biggest performance hall in Auroville. And you could say also one of the biggest hall in South India. I mean, I don't know so much, but I believe it is one of the biggest concrete slabs in South India. And any questions?
There are many workers at that moment. I've seen maybe 20, 30 person on top of this building. What they are doing?
Right now, they're casting the slab, the RCC slab. That's what I'm telling you. It's one of the biggest RCC slab in South India. It's not, I've been waiting since almost 2 weeks to cast this slab. I was waiting for the appropriate day and the official day. This is the day, I think. And it's been postponed since almost 2 weeks. Day, because various of reasons it's been postponed. It's the day we were casting, and let's see how it goes. And hopefully it's going to be ended very, what I believe.
So how long it will take to finish?
It takes, we started at 8 this morning. And I think it's going to be until 11.
And now what time is it?
Sorry?
What time is it now? What time is
it? Now it's 4:30. So
yeah. It takes how many hours?
Still more than 8 hours.
Around 20 hours of work.
Yeah, 20 hours of work. Yeah. It's also we are doing, it's not by hand we are doing the first. I've been doing already third time. This is called RMC. It's a ready-made mixed concreting. We do it in Europe. It's very common in Europe. It's right now in India they've been doing also, but recently came to Pondi since almost 2-3 years ago. We've been doing working with these people. That's good. And also it's very efficient, and also it's saving the manpowers also.
And how many lorry has been ordered to do this work?
It is 117 cubic meter. Yeah. So it's already, I think it's going to be 17 or 18. 18 loads of lorry is going to come.
And to make it dry, how long it will take?
It's going to be dry. Within 2 hours, it's going to be dry. But you have to wait nearly 40 days. Yeah, then you do the de-shutter. 40 days you have to wait for this concrete. Usually, we do after 15 is 18 days. But this is one of the biggest slab. Make sure everything okay. That's what we'll wait for 40 days.
So now we are more or less on the 10th of December. It means the middle of January?
Mid of January I'm going to de-shutter. And we'll see after the one of the huge hall in all of it. People can. I think people are going to be very happy to use this hall. And also because it's one of the biggest wooden floor for all of it. And people, because we need a place like for all of it. Because a lot of artists in all of it. So people are really expecting to be like this. We were working on it.
And how many square meters?
This is 40 meter by 12 meter slabs. Yeah.
So you have very huge hall.
It's a huge hall.
Yes, huge things, yeah.
Compare what we have now.
Yeah, I don't know. For the future, will we need it, absolutely. Because right now, it's okay, but for future, surely we need it, this building.
And this is the biggest work that will be done. After that, after 40 days, when it will be dried, what will happen?
I need to do some interior in building. But in this building, it's not very complicated to see your architecture design or not. It's a square, biggest square concrete box. Just nothing, just a bigger square box. But it's very aesthetic and very elegant, you can see. Even this, you see it's only square box, but even though it's really elegant, to see. But the whole building is going to be exposed concrete. And it's very, looks very simple building, but it's very complicated to build for the exposed without any damage, any chipped out in the concrete. You have to very carefully protect the building. It's like biggest building, but you have to protect as a small baby. That's what we've been doing. And inside, we're going to have some very minimum interior. Not really huge stuff is going to be there. Two rooms are there.